This is the Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. You might have seen the images by now of the devastating earthquake in Christchurch, New Zealand. There are at least 75 people dead, at least 300 that have been wounded. Those numbers are likely to change. The damages are estimated above $12 billion. And as more search and rescue teams from around the world come in, one of the people that will be there to greet them, in fact, is Deputy FEMA Administrator Tim Manning, who was actually there at the time of the quake. Thanks for being with us. And first of all, can you just tell us what the state of the search and rescue situation is as of now?
Well, here in Christchurch, the damage is quite extensive throughout the city center. There's damage throughout the city. The search and rescue operations are still seem to be the priority. I know I understand they may have just received some signs of life in one of the buildings, and they're focusing efforts there. Teams continue to arrive, and search and rescue operations are continuing.
And what's the state of infrastructure there now? Is the power back? Are phones starting to work again?
The power is back to some of the city. There are generators operating in all of the key facilities. There has been power to the operations center here since the quake. Water and sewer, as I understand, are still a concern in many parts of the city. Search and rescue continues to be the priority. However, they are working tirelessly to restore services, restore access, inspect buildings and bridges throughout the city to get the community back.
Now, you were already on the ground there when the actual earthquake happened. You were there for another reason, right?
I was here on behalf of the Department of Homeland Security and FEMA as part of a U.S. government delegation meeting with our counterparts from New Zealand, discussing global security issues, trade, and in my case, disaster reduction and their experiences from the September earthquake here in Christchurch.
I mean, you're a trained paramedic, you're a firefighter. What's your instinct there, first to try and call home and let people know that you're all right, and then to just jump in the back of a truck and try to help?
Yeah, exactly. I was at the airport preparing to leave Christchurch for my next meeting, and when the earthquake struck. And yes, as we evacuated the airport building, I did call home to my wife and let her know I was okay. And then responded to a request from the police asking for volunteers in the crowd of evacuees from the airport for anybody who might be able to help. They were receiving, obviously, reports of massive damage and injuries throughout the city center. So a number of volunteers of responders and doctors, nurses, and a number of construction workers who happened to be repairing damage from the September quake at the airport all piled in a commandeered shuttle bus and came back to the city center and to render whatever assistance we could.
So what sort of situations were you rescuing people from? What were they trapped in or under or between?
All throughout the city center, the buildings that both survived the previous quake and those that had been weakened by the previous quake had collapsed. And it being the noon hour, there were a number of people on the street and in restaurants looking under rubble, looking for people and yelling up and looking in windows for people waving. In those first hours, there were a number, that story repeated itself over and over again with volunteers what struck me most is all the construction workers who had been repairing the damage from the previous quake, who happened to be in the city center, using their skills and their experience to then help with to dig through the rubble and look for survivors and help people who needed it.
All right. Timothy Manning, FEMA Deputy Administrator, thanks so much for your time and good luck out there.
Thank you very much.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.